This is KCUR 89.3. It's Nutcracker season all around the country. On stages everywhere, behind many of the dancers are scenes of Victorian living rooms and kingdoms of suites. And as KCUR's Julie Deniche reports, all of that scenery turns out to be a big responsibility for one Overland Park company.
December is a hectic time at Kenmark Scenic Backdrops in downtown Overland Park. Ballet companies around the country are preparing for the biggest performance of the year, which can't happen on empty-looking stages. Kenmark owner Mark Short has been in the business of renting out backdrops for more than three decades. His company has an inventory of 1,000 scenes, forests, old-timey towns, and fantasy worlds. Practically any setting a theatrical production requires. They're made of muslin, and most were designed and hand-painted by the artisan staff. Throughout the school year, Kenmark ships backdrops to high schools and community theaters for all the major musicals. But Nutcracker is their highest volume season by far.
We're a small part of it. We're not the whole thing. We're the itsy-bitsy part of the production. We just happen to be the most visual part of the production. We're all of those pretty pictures behind you.
Kenmark's backdrops are in high demand.
We ship them to Key West. We ship them to Maine. We probably do 10 ballet companies in California. So every part of the United States is our territory. We ship them everywhere.
Rick Van Tile is a warehouse and logistics manager. Often his crew has to inspect and repack more than 100 backdrops that have to ship back out the same day.
This is why we don't sleep during December.
Often, a little production magic finds its way into boxes that return from a show. Van Tile says it keeps things interesting.
I go home at the end of the day and I've covered with glitter. It's sometimes just mind-boggling how much glitter is out in the world.
They find unexpected things, too.
Let's see, we've received a wig in a backdrop before. We've received a silver platter in a backdrop. That was exotic. All manner of bubblegum wrappers and random bits of notepaper. So it's always like sad Christmas. We'd open up a box and here comes something that's not supposed to be in there at all comes tumbling out. We keep a little collection behind the counter.
And occasionally, the backdrops are damaged.
You can always tell when somebody just flat walked right through it. During the middle of production, somebody missed their mark altogether, made a sharp turn, and bam, they came right through the netting, which has to be just spectacular on stage.
If there is damage, Davey McLean is there to help. He's Kenmark's on-site scenic artist. It's McLean's job to touch up a backdrop before it ships out for another run.
We've had some tears so big you can walk right through them. And so then we definitely have to have them sew them back, and I have to paint them again. And some of it's like you just open it up like, whoa, I guess we'll have to fix that.
Once the backdrops are checked and repaired, they are folded and packed into a fresh shipping box. But when the FedEx truck picks them up, they are at the mercy of Mother Nature. Again, Mark Short.
Our nemesis in the Nutcracker season is the weather. It's a production about winter taking place during the winter, and indeed, we're shipping in the middle of winter, so it can be challenging, to say the least.
With so many performers depending on them, the stakes are high.
It cannot be late. That's all there is to it. We have to get something hanging on that stage. These people have, some of them, worked all year. They have worked long and hard for their production. So we cannot let them down.
Once the boxes are loaded and shipped, they can breathe a sigh of relief until the next shipment arrives. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deniche.
You'll find photos from inside Kenmark Scenic Backdrops at kcur.org.